Okay, so that's the best advice. Listen, we're just going to take Dr. Andrew Wilson. Now, I got a little bit waylaid. We normally have Andrew with us at this time every Saturday, and today is no exception. Good morning, Dr. Andrew Wilson.
Yes, I am no exception. Thank you, Kevin, yeah. And good to be here again.
You are. You're an exceptional person.
Thank you so much.
That's okay. Dr. Andrew Wilson, of course, Chief Economist at the Domain Group. Andrew, I mentioned earlier in the show too that you and I would be talking about building approvals, and there's been a bit of a fall in Brisbane apartments, I understand.
Well, more than a bit of a fall, Kevin. We've seen a real sharp decline in the number of units approved for building from the ABS this year so far. Down a remarkable 52%. That's a fall of 4,235 units over the 5 months this year compared to the same period last year. So certainly, you know, any issues about supply being ahead of demand, which it is at the moment, of course, in Brisbane, will certainly wane into the future. There's some, you know, almost a collapse in approvals for apartments in Brisbane. And, you know, it's, as I said, I think we'll see that, you know, that supply-demand relationship will rebalance sooner rather than later. In fact, yeah. Brisbane City were down 80%, 1,039 fell. That were approved. South Brisbane down 75%, falling by 978. Chermside down 238. That was down 80%. So most of that inner city area has certainly come to the end of its supply cycle. And as I said, I think we'll start to see those that rebalancing occur sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and that's good news, I reckon. That's the one thing, the magic, I reckon, about the Brisbane market or the Southeast Queensland market, that it does have this ability to check itself. And doesn't really get out of control.
Well, that's right. And it drives short-term doom and gloom headlines now, and that works its way into buyer sentiment. But I think, you know, buyers would be well advised to realise that there's nothing coming in here behind. And population is growing back into southeast Queensland. Demand for tenancies will rise, and, you know, investors will follow that, of course. And yields are quite high if you can get a tenant in that inner-city market at the moment. And as I said, there's nothing coming through at the back end now, Kevin. And when demand does start to increase, then, you know, when developers take a couple of years really to match that demand, and that'll mean higher prices in that sense.
Yeah, good. You mentioned there investors. What's happening with investor loans, Andrew?
Well, of course, we've had APRA in the market this year, haven't we, Kevin, putting up rates, tightening lending because of concerns of too much investor activity in the marketplace. May was going to be the first month we really saw, you know, a significant insight into that, the impacts of that tightening lending to investors from banks. Because April was a holiday month and not much action happened. So, look, we did see a big rise, of course, following April, which was a quiet month in May. But some of the pundits looked at the seasonally adjusted figures and sensed that perhaps that investor activity had moderated. But when we look at the New South Wales market particularly, in fact, they recorded their highest ever May for approvals of investor finance, over $7 billion. And New South Wales investors now make up 50.5% of all investor lending nationally. So Victoria was also up. But interestingly, it was Queensland and Western Australia where we saw the big falls. And this is the issue with, you know, sort of trying to pick the market and, you know, manipulate the market from our regulators is that you end up hurting the markets that probably need the stimulus, and the ones that don't, you know, continue to roll on. And that's what we're certainly seeing in the New South Wales market, still very, very strong for investors.
Yeah, this legislation that they tried, it almost becomes counterproductive, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It's the law of unintended consequences. And, you know, as I said, it can cause more problems, you know, than it solves, Kevin. And the market tends to look after itself over the medium to longer term, as long as banks are keeping their lending, you know, overall tight, which they do. But once you start looking into particular market segments, this is where you create imbalances. And we're still seeing, you know, that New South Wales and Sydney investor market just roaring along at the moment, and no sign of it easing. In fact, it's growing, and Victoria is also quite strong as well. But as I said, it's Queensland and Western Australia was where the declines in activity have occurred, and they're areas which need more investors, not fewer investors.
Yeah, and when you try to make it more difficult for investors to get into the market by increasing rates, really all that happens is that that's passed on to the tenants in the end.
Absolutely, Kevin. And of course, the two tightest, the major cities that have the tightest rental markets at the moment are New South Wales and Victoria.
Yeah.
And, you know, restricting investor activity there will only mean higher rents. And, you know, the Reserve Bank is scratching its head why retail sales are falling and why we can't get this economy up off the ground. And tenants, you know, are purchasers too. And if they're paying more and more for their rent, a higher proportion of their income, because incomes aren't growing, well, it certainly means they're not spending. And, you know, as I said, we've just got to be very careful about these, you know, perceived risks and interventions in the marketplace. And, you know, we're seeing our markets, particularly the big markets of Sydney and Melbourne, just easing at the moment, particularly Sydney. But certainly no crash here. It's just a moderation in price growth. Yeah. So, you know, we should be confident in the outlook for our housing market.
Good on you. Always good talking to you. Dr. Andrew Wilson, Chief Economist of the Domain Group. Thanks, Andrew. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
And Andrew touched there on the fact that the that Sydney market is showing signs of slowing down. We've done a special podcast on that, which is on our website now at realestatetalk.com.au. Go and check it out. It's in today's show, in fact, where we talk about the potential for the slowing market in Sydney. We have a look at the all the markets around Australia as well.